From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. In New York, I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer in Washington. Today, the House and Senate approved $40 billion in emergency aid. The money will be used to help the victims of Tuesday's attacks and to retaliate against those responsible. The Senate also approved a resolution authorizing President Bush to use all necessary and appropriate force against those involved in the attack. That resolution was tightened from the original White House proposal, but still represents a broad grant of authority to the administration, broader in some respects than the resolution authorizing the Persian Gulf War. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
As much as half the $40 billion in emergency funds will go to help New York and the victims of the World Trade Center attack. And for that swift action, New York Senator Charles Schumer said his constituents and his city are extremely grateful.
We have two words. New York has two words to America. Thank you. You were there in our hour of need. You shone a little light in our great darkness. And we'll be back.
But the finances devoted to combating those responsible for Tuesday's attacks are remarkable. The Congressional Research Service provided some context, reporting that the entire Korean War cost only $50 billion to wage, and the long-running Vietnam War totaled $111 billion. Recent efforts such as the war in Grenada cost a relatively tiny $76 million. Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott says the funding is justified because the United States is effectively at war with an enemy that is only partially defined and extremely hard to defeat.
We cannot just take out a single plane. We must sink the carrier of the enemy, this time a terrorist enemy that is worldwide and more difficult to identify and to take action against than anything else we've done before.
The joint resolution, passed unanimously by the Senate, authorizes the president to use force against anyone he determines to have planned, authorized, committed, or aided the terrorist attacks that occurred on September 11th, or harbored those involved. The resolution gives him that power, quote, in order to prevent any future acts of international terrorism against the United States by such nations, organizations, or persons. Foreign Relations Chairman Joseph Biden says that's a broader grant of authority than in the Gulf War resolution, in part because the enemy here isn't fully known, but also for another reason.
This is nothing like anything else. This is an attack. The last time was Pearl Harbor. The last time before that was the War of 1812. This is an attack on the sovereignty of the United States of America. That's why we gave the president broader authority than we gave him under the Gulf resolution.
Even so, senators were wary of giving the White House all the power it asked for. Lawmakers of both parties worked to tighten the resolution, most significantly by limiting the administration to acting only against those involved in the September 11th attacks. Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry, a Vietnam War veteran, says there was a strong desire to avoid an open-ended Gulf of Tonkin-style grant of authority. Kerry says there are specific things the president cannot do under this resolution.
Declare war, use this as an excuse to invade a country that had nothing to do with the events of September 11th. A very clear example. For instance, if Iraq had nothing to do with what happened, you can't use this as a pretext to suddenly attack Iraq, as much as you don't like Saddam Hussein.
Senators who had voiced strong reservations about the initial draft of the resolution said they were satisfied with the changes. But the measure still has to go through the House, where there's some sentiment to broaden it. Even if the House adopts the Senate language, some Republicans may try to grant further military powers in the future. Senator Lott says the next opportunity will come when the Senate Armed Services Committee takes up the Defense Authorization Bill in the coming days and weeks. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, the Capitol.